Netflix had a quiz on Zoom.
Oh, not another.
It meant this duo has become a three.
Why?
Thanks to Boris Johnson and Chris Twitty. Because we're locked down, knocked up. Oh, baby, we got locked down, knocked up. It's crazy now we're locked down, knocked up.
This way I know that it's mine.
Hey, here we go. Back with the first full episode since we had the baby. Since little baby Bonnie was born.
Yes, yeah, so she obviously made her debut last week. I have to say she was a nightmare.
Oh, she wouldn't make any noise, would she? Which is ironic because she doesn't stop making noise when we don't want her to.
And also I'd say her in-studio etiquette in terms of flatulence, which really is one of the golden rules of broadcasting, really left a lot to be desired.
She actually filled her nappy.
So yes, this is the first full one. We should probably start by saying thank you to everyone, because obviously we've had a few in the can, yeah, since somebody over there couldn't do any live ones because I've had invasive surgery. Please.
I couldn't sit up. My middle wouldn't allow me to sit up straight. But you're right. I should have done better. It let everybody down.
Well, at
I'm
least
sorry.
You're acknowledging it,
yeah,
now.
My fault.
So yeah, this is the first full one. So we should say thank you very much, because everybody has been so nice about the podcast. We've got so many nice reviews.
And you know what? I don't know what I was expecting, but every time we get these lovely reviews, my heart gets a little bit warmer as well. And I think as well, the fact that everyone's got in touch with all their stories too, which are better than ours on,
yeah,
the whole as well.
Sorry, I'm just looking at my phone very quickly because I was trying to get up a review that we had in for the podcast. Someone just commented on my Instagram, one of my pictures, just put, "You two are great, so funny." So great.
It's true.
But Rob, calling your beautiful wife and mother of your child a hippo is awful.
You did do that.
Because we recorded it a while ago. I have no idea what it's in reference to.
Oh, well, let me remind you. You referenced a David Attenborough documentary and then said that I was just like a hippo giving birth at a waterhole.
Well.
So that was what that was.
It's funny you say that, because maybe or maybe not, I'd have a route around and see if I can find it. When Gemma went into labour, I did manage to record some of the noises.
Oh my God, you did.
And whoever it is who commented saying it's awful to compare you to a hippo, I'd like to correct that and say it's very accurate.
I actually want to hear what that sounds like.
Okay, hang on.
Are you going to play it now?
Yeah,
hang on. I remember it was bags. I felt bad for the neighbours.
Here we go, I've got it.
Oh, no.
Oh God. Yeah.
Now, you'd be forgiven.
We've
got to go. You sound like... You sound like a sort of turned on goat.
Oh,
we'll bleep that out.
God, bleep that out.
I'd actually forgotten how hilarious the sounds were.
It gets so high-pitched in there as well.
Oh, God.
I do sound aroused.
Oh.
You probably don't know what that sounds like. It has been a while.
Very good.
Thank you.
Very good.
Very true.
Well, look, that's all to come. That's just a little taster, because we'll be talking about the arrival of Bonnie in this week's episode.
Baby's kicking off, isn't she? Oh, no, it's just in my head.
Oh, OK, well, look, we should also say this very quickly. So, obviously, it's quite hard to record a podcast with a new baby. The baby has to be in the room with us. Bonnie is here.
In her crib.
And so we're trying to do the podcast normally, but presumably she's going to wake up.
Well, you've already told me off a couple of times because when
I hope it's not the goat noises that's woken her up. I really hope it isn't.
Oh.
She doesn't need to hear that.
Although I am going to force that down her throat when she's older, just what I had to go through.
I think we treat it a bit like, it's like a game of buckaroo. It's like Bonnie Roo. So I think we should introduce some sort of challenge,
yeah,
or forfeit. Whoever wakes Bonnie up, if you wake Bonnie up by the end of the episode, you have to do something.
What's the forfeit?
Well, I don't know. Maybe people listening could suggest to us what the forfeit should be. Do you know, like in a stag do, it'd be like, you know, down a pint or sleep with a stripper.
Okay, well, that's a new one to me.
By the way, I've got one of those coming up in July. By the way,
the stripper won't sleep with you. She'd be the one that needs to get paid.
Well, I'll tell you what it might sound like if she did.
Yeah, we've got to go.
That's one of my mates saying. We've got to leave Zorbings in an hour.
This is really embarrassing, Rob. Nothing's happening.
So maybe people could suggest to us, on Insta, at Radio Rob Howard or at Radio Gemma Hill, suggest us some forfeits.
You have to be careful, though, because I can't drink. So a lot of these will be, for you, it'll be things like down a pint. And for me, it'll be like, you know, eat a spoon of cinnamon.
Yeah.
I don't want things like that.
What other stuff
create
is there?
There's got to be things like
that. It's hard. Yeah, no. But it could just be like, all right, for the rest of the day, you have to do all the house chores.
Oh, that's so exciting. Tune in for that.
You listen, that is. Okay.
Oh, here's Rob doing the hoovering, everybody. You asked for this, so now you've got it. Oh, he's now loading the dishwasher.
All right, fair enough. But if people could think of a good thing, that'd be a good thing to do.
Right, so basically we need you to do the work.
Exactly that. So look, let's crack on, though, and we will start. Obviously, this episode is going to be all about the arrival of darling Bonnie Layla Howard.
Stay asleep.
Lockdown, not up. Lockdown, not up.
So I think the obvious place to start is the breaking of the waters.
This happened so quick with us as well, didn't it?
So Bonnie was 2 weeks early, so we were completely unaware at this point. We had no idea. We literally went to bed like 11:30 midnight. We'd watched the film, but just not. No, this was not on the cards at all.
Well, no, because the other thing everyone tells you before you go into labour, your bump drops, so it gets, you know, it gets lower. And that hadn't happened. Mine was really high. She was moving normally. Like, there were no signs at all that baby was going to come.
The way we go on about this, we do make out like the baby came. Like, we didn't know we were pregnant. I was like, oh, I caught her by surprise. Why? She's 12 days early.
No.
Don't they say the last month just be ready?
And how stupid. Because we hadn't even packed a hospital bag.
No, well, we hadn't done anything. So the waters broke. Gemma went, oh, something weird has happened, Rob. I pulled back the covers, not knowing what to expect. I couldn't really see anything. And then she stood up, and then and you know, they go, oh, I wonder if I'll know if the waters broke. You definitely know.
You know. But it was weird that just if it hasn't happened to you yet, it feels like literally like somebody is popping a balloon up there. Like, you've got a water balloon and somebody bursts it and bosh, that's what it feels like.
So then it's the scramble for the hospital bag that we didn't have, but we kind of did because we did an Asda run. So there was stuff in the spare room. So we had to go on a bit of a sort of scrap heap challenge where we were looking around trying to find things.
Well, we say we. It actually fell to you this, didn't it? I was just really sat there and you were scrabbling around trying to find everything to shove in the bag.
I don't really know what I was thinking because someone had said you need to put clothes for both of you and I put four t-shirts of mine in. I don't know why. I don't know what I was thinking. Why?
And a spare pair of trousers.
It's like a city break.
You had more stuff in there than me. That's actually true.
I don't know why I did that. Yeah.
That was the first bit, you packing the bag. I just remember I went and sat on the loo. I was just in a complete, like, what is going on? So I kind of pretended it wasn't happening and I just sat on the loo with the door shut and you kept popping your head in every 2 minutes and being like, Gemma, what should we do? Should we go to the hospital?
I've got a selection of 8 t-shirts here. Which one should I take?
Do I look good in blue? I don't know. I don't want to clash with the nurses.
Obviously, yes, I do. I'll take it. So we did that and then we hop in the Uber because we didn't have a car. We don't have a car. So we did an Uber.
Well, not quite. Do you remember what I did before we got in the Uber? It suddenly hit me that I haven't shaved down there. I wasn't ready. So I haven't shaved at all and it's in a mess for months. So I thought, I can't let the nurses
see this. When did we get married?
Yeah. That's not true, just since lockdown. So I jumped in the shower and I was basically just hacking away at it down there because I couldn't see. So heavens knows what I actually presented them with. I couldn't get at the underneath bit either, which is mainly the bit they see anyway. So I don't think I did any favours for anyone.
You were flying blind.
I was. I couldn't see anything.
So yes, we then got in the Uber. We get there, we get to the hospital, we go in, and they say, go back home.
Instantly. Didn't even look at me, did they?
Go back home. And at this point, as we've heard from the goat impressions earlier,
thank you.
The contractions are happening quite a lot.
They came thick and fast. As soon as my waters broke, I had contractions, but the lady said to me, it's your first baby, this is going to go on for hours, maybe days. So just go home and then come back in a few hours and we'll see you then.
So we got another Uber.
Went back home.
So this is now about 2 a.m. So you then have to stay there for as long as you can. And so they said, call us up. like every hour pretty much and just describe what's happening. Which I don't really know why, because unless you can measure stuff, unless you can go, I'm 6 centimetres dilated. If I just call up and go, yeah, she still sounds like a horny goat.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. What did you say? Because I don't remember any of this. I was at my own head at this point.
I was just calling them up going, yeah, it's pretty bad. What do you think?
they were
going, another hour. I was like, right. So, yeah, so we were doing that. We were on the sofa. And I would also like to point out at this point, Gemma, who also runs a little side hustle of magnetic eyelashes.
Magnetize. Check us out on Instagram.
Instead of... Are you sure that's not what all the undergrowth is? You haven't sat on a few magnetic eyelashes?
No, I wouldn't waste
those. A bit of old stock.
I wouldn't waste our fantastic glasses on my under regions, thank you.
That would have been lovely if, you know, when the midwives have got under there and you're fluttering your eyelashes.
Ladies, try a pair on while you're down there.
So Gemma was doing that, and then also it then hit me and I thought, I haven't made the crib. The crib isn't ready.
Well, that's the main thing you've got to have, isn't it? The baby has to have somewhere to sleep when you get home, and we had nothing.
So at 3 a.m, with my wife...
My wife. You sounded just like Borat then. My wife.
Well, you sounded like Borat's goat being interfered with. With her doing that on the sofa, I had to go into the little garagey outhouse bit, get the crib, and started making it using a YouTube tutorial. Bear in mind, we were told to go home and relax. I don't know why I decided 3 a.m. on no sleep.
Can I just say, they did say go home and relax, but it wasn't you they were talking to. I had to go home and relax. You were actually in your rights to build on.
Put your feet up, mate.
You've been through a lot.
This must have been hard for you.
Rob, don't build that. In fact, let me give you a massage.
Yeah. How many T-shirts have you bought?
Well, the last time we called, they told us to hang on until 6 o'clock in the morning. At that point, we could go in, whatever happened.
Yes.
So the second it hit 6 o'clock, I was like, Rob, stop making that crib and get us the Uber.
So we called an Uber and back we went to Watford General Hospital.
Go time.
And so we go in, we get there, they test you out.
Oh.
They go, oh, my word. This is amazing. You must have an incredible pain threshold, because usually people come in and they're 6 or 7 centimetres dilated. You're fully 9.5. You're nearly ready to give birth. How have you done this at home? And I said, never mind that. I've made a crib on 0 hours sleep.
And they said, you're joking. We told you to relax.
How have you done that?
You said relax, you superhero. Yeah, that was the problem, wasn't it? We'd gone too far gone.
Yeah.
For painkillers.
So.
They did me in.
Gemma wasn't allowed.
Any drugs.
Pethidine.
That was all I dreamed about. I have been a long time sober and everyone told me pethidine is great. So I was hanging on, and that was the bit of the birth I was actually looking forward to. And I was completely denied anything.
So, and I think we'll take a little break here, because at this point, I also realised I need to go and put some food in the oven. So we'll go and do that as well.
Okay.
But the story works, because at this point, we were told this will happen really quickly. We are nearly there. We are on the home straight. Spoiler alert, we were not on the home straight.
Because we're locked down, knocked up. Oh, baby, we got locked down, knocked up.
Right, so we're back. Rob's put... What have you put in the oven?
It's a Moroccan tagine.
Oh. It's frozen, by the way. He hasn't cooked it.
Thanks for asking. Yeah, he whipped up a little tagine. Deal with it.
Baby's still asleep.
Yeah, baby's still asleep. No forfeits yet for Bonnie Roo.
Hey, so shall we crack on with the next bit?
Yes. So now is chapter 2 in the epic saga of Gemma Gives Birth.
So we now enter... the pushing phase. And I'm thinking, I've seen one born every minute. I've seen it on films. This is the bit where the baby comes out.
Yes.
So hopefully we're at the end of it now.
Yeah, so we have missed the lunch reservation, as mm-hmm. you say, but we're on the home straight. This is fine.
Yes, so I had 3 midwives, I think, at this point, and they were all, I had one holding my hand, 2 down there, and they were literally saying to me, Gemma, we can see this is all happening. It's looking really good.
Yes.
Just give us some big pushes.
Big pushes.
Bear down.
Half an hour we'll be here, and then Bonnie will be here, and it'll be great.
She'll be in your arms. Imagine you doing a big poo. This is the one. And absolutely nothing happened.
4 hours. 2 hours. 2 hours. Poor little Gemma was there pushing away, saying quotes such as...
go on, what was I saying?
Saying quotes to me such as...
I know what you're going to say.
Because you were amazing and it was great and you did an incredible job. But it was quite funny at times where you were saying, you wouldn't put an animal through this.
Stop saying that. I'd at least be in the cone of shame by now if I was a dog.
So, yeah, so you were there. So this went on, what, 2 hours?
More than that.
What, 2.5
at
hours?
At this point, it was, we were about four hours into the pushing stage, maybe even five. And I remember as well, the midwives, bless them, they say these really encouraging things. Like, you can do it, Gemma. Come on, keep going. And then you kept saying it. And I remember the second you told me, do you remember there's a point when you were like, you can do it. I was like, you flipping get here and you do it then. And I was being sweetness and light to them.
It was relentless. Honestly, I don't know how you did it. It was relentless. But from my end, it was just bizarre because I was sort of sat there. So I'm sat there. You're in the bed pushing. But at this point, there were, I don't know why there were so many. There were three midwives, all staring at what was going on and then sort of describing it. So for me, it was like a bizarre version of Gogglebox where I'm watching other people watch a birth.
I actually quite like the idea of the Siddiquis delivering
the baby on hands.
They're my favourites.
With little sort of sideways witticisms.
Or the family that have always got, you know, the ones that have got the plate full of cakes.
Oh, could yeah.
Just pop up and
that'd
give
be
me
really
a
handy.
French fancy as I'm pushing.
yeah, it was like that. It was like an episode of Gogglebox. Or the other thing I thought it was a bit like was watching Gillette Soccer Saturday.
What?
Do you know when they have like, it's like I was there like Jeff Stelling going, and we've got another big push. We're going to cross over to Chris Kamara at the business end.
That's why you were so annoying.
Oh, unbelievable, Jeff.
You were channeling Jeff.
The little head poked out, but it's gone back in.
Do you know what? You actually had a little wind
it
as well.
It might be in. It might be out. It might be in. It might be out. I don't know, Jeff.
That's not a terrible Chris Kamara impression, it turns out. You got any more?
What, from the Soccer Saturday panel?
Yeah, go on.
Oh, I don't know. There'd be Charlie Nichols there going, oh, well, it's very weird, actually. I think she's got an eyelash stuck to the gusset.
Oh, you should have stopped on Kamara. Yeah. You peaked.
But that was it. So that was pretty much it, wasn't it?
That was
it. For 3 hours. And then they at some point said, it's time to go upstairs.
That's it. They were the beautiful words that I'd been longing to hear for a while at this point. Because upstairs is where the good drugs are.
And we'll pick that bit up in this epic saga. This is like Lord of the Rings, isn't it? The home bit was like the Fellowship. This is the Twin Towers. And then the last bit, we got the Return of the King.
And the ring is still intact.
Oh, Gemma.
What? That's important.
Gemma.
What? It's important. I want everyone to know. That's all.
Lockdown, not up. Lockdown, not up.
So before we do the final third chapter in the epic trilogy of Gemma giving birth, we thought we would do people's stories, people's own birthing stories. We put it up on our Instagram earlier in the week.
Yeah, at Radio Gemma Hill, at Radio Rob Howard. And you gave us your stories. Got to mention as well, Bonnaroo. Still going strong.
There was a bit of a murmuring earlier.
She hasn't gone yet, though.
Yeah, she's passed back out, which is fantastic news. So first up, I've got one here from Famby89. I've sort of screenshotted this, so I can't click on her profile on Instagram to work out what her real name is.
You could have asked her.
Well, no, because it's a screenshot. I can't reply to a screenshot, can I?
Fair enough.
Excuse me, she's being very rude. She hasn't replied to my message. Right, she says, I was induced at 41 weeks, 4 days. When I finally went into labour, from start of labour to the end, it took 1 hour 40 minutes?
No way.
How long was yours?
What? 18 hours by the end of it.
1 hour 40 minutes. That's like a film on Netflix.
That's literally like, she just sneezed and it's out. I mean, I'm sure she'll hate me for saying that because I bet there was a bit more to it.
She says, that was my first child and I did it with no pain relief. Whoa. As there wasn't time. And the husband nearly missed it because he went home for pizza and beer thinking it was going to be days.
Sorry, her husband at any point left us to go and get himself a pizza.
I know.
Isn't that like literally in Peep Show, one of the series of Peep Show? Doesn't Mark leave and get a KFC?
Yeah, I was going to say that's ridiculous, Gemma. It's not pizza, it's a bargain bucket. But yeah, an hour and 40 minutes.
Wow. So did he get back for it? Did he have his pizza?
He made it back with a piping hot margarita and a piping hot newborn baby.
Down 4 beers as well. What a winner. So this one's from Kylie, who says, I actually loved every second of being in labour.
What?
So she's clearly a psychopath.
Right.
But when I was on pethidine, so the pethidine, that's the...
The painkiller.
The painkiller.
Okay.
That it messes with your mind a little bit because it's the really strong stuff. It's the good stuff.
Oh, so is this where people sort of get a bit off their heads at night? It's almost like hallucinogenic.
Yeah.
Oh, well, no wonder she said she enjoyed the labour if she was
there. She was off her...
High as a kite.
Yeah, that entire time. Do you know what though? She says, I was on the pethidine and I suddenly decided that in the throes of labour, I looked really, really sexy. I just had it in my head. Even though I had been horribly in labour for 7 hours already, I was wearing the NHS.
She decided she just looked $1 million.
She felt sexy. And when you feel sexy, what do you do?
I don't know. What did she do? You have sex with someone?
Well, if you can't do that, she asked her husband, while she was looking so sexy and great, could he take some photos of her so that she could put them online? Because she felt so good. She thought, I feel like Tyra Banks. So, the world needs to see.
Oh my God.
And Rob. She has actually sent me, Kylie has sent me the photos of her.
Oh, have you got them?
I've got them.
Okay.
So here she's doing a good old, she's got the gas now in her mouth, but she's doing a hand on the hip one, which all girls
this
do.
This isn't real.
Yes, it is.
That's the proper sideways girl, hand on hip.
When you're standing in a
look
queue.
Look over your shoulder.
Yeah, normally.
But she's sort of sideways on a hospital bed.
Look at her face, it's so contorted.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah, and then one more. There we go, that's the pout.
It's not often you see a duck pout and a cannula in the same shot.
Not often enough, maybe, looking at that.
That's great.
Well done, Keely. I think you absolutely nailed it.
So have we got any more?
Yep, okay, so I've got one in for Louise.
Hang
on. That was on you.
No,
that was
you read out the
you.
Last text,
no,
that's
that,
yours.
That was you laughed. That was a Rob Howard laugh that did it.
Oh, she got back to sleep and she saved me.
I think she's self. Shh. She can't hear that. That's only annoying for me.
No! Oh,
loser! Loser! Oh, we don't know what you got to do, though. And I'm not happy with you just downing a load of drinks on your own.
Let's not worry about this now. I think we need to go and tend to our child. Okay, so that was it for our replies. We'll be back with the final trilogy bit next.
Lockdown, not up. Lockdown, not up.
Okay, it is time for the final instalment and the ending of Gemma's birth story. This is very much the return of the Jedi. So now over to my Wookiee, who actually was wailing quite a lot like Chewbacca during the delivery.
As we heard. Yeah, so waters broke 1 o'clock in the morning and we went into hospital. Here we are now, 17 hours later, after they told me I'd be home for lunch.
No sleep as well, because they broke before we'd got the night's sleep. So this is now Thursday. We hadn't actually had a night's sleep since Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Okay. And this point, we've now been taken upstairs to the delivery bit.
So this was really strange for me, because obviously I was being wheeled in on the bed and I wasn't overly aware of what happened. It was just like somebody clicked their fingers and then 15 people appeared in the room.
It got very hospitally, didn't it?
Before
it was just us and, you know, Jeff Stelling and Chris Kamara.
And the family from Gogglebox.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. But now it's probably people with gowns and stuff running around, all ready to go.
They did that thing where they came with a couple of clipboards and they just read out a load of things and asked me if it was okay. And at that point, if they'd have said, look, we're going to just amputate your legs just for the fun of it, I'd have said, do it. Yeah, that's absolutely fine. Where do you want me to sign?
No one's checking the small print here, are they? No one's going, do you mind if I just fax a copy over to my lawyer to just...
I didn't even read it or listen to what the guy said.
Yeah.
And my signature definitely wasn't my signature, so maybe we
could get
out of it.
So at this point, they said, what we're going to do is we're going to put you in for epidural and we're going to go with the old plunger on the head.
Yeah, otherwise known as the Vontus.
The Vontus.
Yeah, so we're going to start with that.
If that sounds like a German saying on the old, like a German DJ, on the old Vons and Tus.
You're such an idiot. Are you ready? But yeah, the Vontus. And then they said, but if that doesn't work, then we'll also try the forcep delivery, which is, you know, the one that looks like the big garden shears.
Or the grabber that you put in the fair and it goes down, tries to get the cuddly toy.
Never actually gets
well,
it.
Spoiler alert, we might as well have gone in with that because it had about the same level of success.
Wasted a lot of £1 trying to get that baby out. Failed.
And then, if that doesn't work, we're then in C-section country.
Yeah, the final option.
But that was all told to us and you were wheeled in.
Yeah, and what struck me was how many people were in that room.
It was crazy, wasn't it? It was like one of the F1 pit stop teams.
Yeah, like 15 of them just popped up. The bit that I enjoyed the most was the three men standing at the bottom that I think were going to deliver the baby.
Yeah.
And one by one, they all kind of introduced themselves to me. So I was being polite and introduced myself
back. Did they come up to the front to introduce themselves? No. Or were they down there?
No, they were down there. And that's what was so strange. I was like, nice to meet you. I'm Gemma. Thinking I don't normally have people staring up into my vagina as I meet them.
Well,
no.
Some nights out in Oceania in Liverpool.
I knew you were going to go there, but I left it anyway.
It was really busy. And I'm not going to lie, it was a little bit scary, wasn't it? Because it suddenly got very medical. I remember there was one bit where a lady walked past me with just a selection of scalpels on a plate. And
looking
I was like
a scene from Braveheart.
That's not for a dinner, is it? That's for my wife and my baby. Oh, it was like Braveheart, wasn't it?
Do you know the scene of me? Yeah.
Freedom! That was Bonnie's first word, actually. Done, she Bonnie. Came out.
The thing is, though, at that point, the worry really did kick in for me. Like, oh my God, is she going to be okay? Obviously.
Yeah, of course.
Biggest worry. But then I got really stuck on what is the shape of her head going to be like when she finally gets out of it?
Oh, because of the forceps?
Well, yeah. I mean, the forceps to grab it. Then we've also got the Von 2 suction thing that they're trying to...
Oh, yeah, so it's been grabbed. It's been sort of sucked.
Yeah, I was thinking she's going to come out with a noodle for a head. What's this going to look like?
Crushed and stretched.
Exactly.
I mean, it would have been easier to get it out if she had the noodle head.
It's a good point, yeah.
It would have been like one of those pasta machines. We just
keep
roll.
Out.
So then we got to the stage where basically it was happening. And I did find this a bit weird, how they go, instead of just going, right, we'll do the forceps until the baby comes, or we'll do the Von 2s until the baby comes, or we deem that we need to move on. They go, we have a rule of three. So we do three lots on the Von 2s, three lots on the forceps. If those fail, it's C-section time.
Take it to the C.
Which made it just feel like a sort of game show where it's like you have like six like lives or something like that, six lifelines which you're allowed to use.
Yeah.
So they were doing, so they'd go like the first one, everyone would be like, oh.
So no, everyone.
Okay, here we go. Number two.
Come on, this time, or we're taking it to sea.
I mean, that's not obviously what people were doing in the theatre. That'd be mental. But that's what it felt like, wasn't it?
Like Bradley Walsh was going to pop up and deliver our baby at any given minute.
It was a bit like The Cube.
Yeah.
With Schofield there.
Yeah.
And you're just lying, going... I'd like to simplify, please.
Please, God, simplify. Please, how do I get the simplify?
I will take the money and just go. Is there money?
I'd leave the money. Just get me out.
But then, obviously, they didn't work. C-section time. And then, before we knew it...
Here she was.
Little baby Bonnie arrived.
Yeah. Well, you got to see her first as well, didn't you? That's the thing with a C-section for a dad.
Yes, I did.
They whipped you off to have a look.
And it was a magical moment where she obviously came out absolutely blue, which is terrifying. And just screaming and covered in like, I don't even know what it is, like gunk.
Because you were very quick coming back. I did notice that. I was like, Rob, go and have a look at her. Tell me what she looks like. And then you were instantly back and you looked horrified.
I'll wait until they clean her up because she looks like a sort of swamp baby.
I was concerned we'd had a minger. All of our nightmares, couldn't you? She's ugly, isn't she? Oh, God, don't tell me all this and we've had an ugly one.
I'm afraid she's an ugly noodle head, Gemma.
Oh, no.
Our worst fears have been confirmed.
I knew it.
And that means we have now come to the end of the epic journey that is Gemma's birthing story.
Whew, that felt like it was as long as the actual birth itself.
It probably was. How long is this episode? 17 and a half hours.
You're welcome, everybody.
Oh my God. I feel like you gave birth to Bonnie and then together we've given birth to this episode of the podcast.
And now we're both exhausted.
Oh God.
Need a break.
Yes.
Baby fail of the week. Maybe they've learned to swear, now they can speak. Maybe you wet yourself in Sainsbury's. Don't be ashamed, we're all the same. It's time for these Baby Fail of the Week. Yeah, it's time for Baby Fail of the Week now. I think you've definitely heard enough from us, so it's time to get your stories.
Well, this obviously was rested last week because we didn't get around to recording it.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
So it's the glorious return of Baby Fail of the Week.
And this one is a great start. Short but brilliantly sweet from Laura. Guys, at one of the scans, you know you're lying there and you can't see the screen too well. Well, there I was trying to work it out and I said to the sonographer, is that his eyes and nose? How cute. To which she replied, no, that's his penis and testicles. I'm thinking, does the baby look like, do you remember him from SpongeBob? Is it Squidward?
Yeah,
or Gonzo?
It's Squidward.
Like, what is that kid going to look like?
Hang on, so no, I'm confused. So that's not the baby's face.
No.
So presumably his testicles would look normal. He didn't actually have a penis nose.
Right.
So he doesn't look like Gonzo.
I don't think so. But what is that what she's expecting? Mistaken balls and a...
If the baby was born and then the doctor went, I'm afraid we were wrong. It is actually its nose. It's got a penis nose.
This has never happened. It's very rare.
That's a good one. This came in from Holly, who said, just listened to the first episode and cried with laughter. I absolutely loved it. Oh, thank you very much. I made a point of reading that out.
Did she actually say that?
Yeah, she did. She did.
Rob's added that bit.
She said, so I'm currently 9 weeks pregnant. We found out on Christmas morning. My best friend who was living with us at the time, I did a fancy pregnancy test and it came back positive. I was in tears, howling. I was so happy. Cue my bestie running in after hearing me crying the house down, shouting, oh my God, your nan's dead, isn't she?
That was she went to straight away.
So she thought because she was crying with it, she was actually upset.
Gran's dead.
And
it's the go-to.
Yeah, I thought she looked ill last time we saw her. No, Gran's fine.
Love it.
Right, go on.
Hello, Sarah. I've got 3 kids. They were 10, 9 and a newborn at the time. I was strapping the older kids into the car, so I put the baby down onto the floor while I did that. Walked around the car, hopped in and off we went to the shops.
Left the baby.
My middle one said, Mom, where's Gracie?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I saw that coming.
She says, I raced home illegally over 100 miles an hour, expecting social services or the police to be there. But thank God, little Gracie was still sat on the drive all alone in her car seat, just staring straight ahead.
Well, that's good. I mean, I do like the double down on slightly negligent parenting, and that it was then 100 miles an hour with the other children in the back of the car.
Yeah, I didn't even notice that. You're making it feel worse.
Sorry.
Doubly negligent, Sarah.
Well, we can then put your speeding with the children in the back into next week's Baby Fail of the Week.
Bet she's delighted she got in touch.
Two for the prize of one. So that's the our three for this week. What would you say is Baby Fail of the Week out of those?
I've got a clear favourite.
Penis nose?
Gotta be penis nose.
Penis nose. Baby Fail of the Week.
Congratulations.
Baby Fail of the Week.
Okay, well, that is it. That is it for this episode of Locked Down, Knocked Up. We will be back the next episode. We're going to kind of focus on the bit straight after the birth of Bonnie, because obviously you wasn't clean sailing and got to come home straight away.
I was in hospital for a while, wasn't I?
Yeah. So we'll be doing that. It'll be a little follow-up, but we just thought the story was long enough as it was.
Yeah,
so
we didn't want to put you through it.
Spread it over another podcast.
You've done all 17 hours with me, basically, there. Sorry.
So yeah, that's it. So I'll tell you what, if you would like to send us in your Baby Fail of the Week, you can hit us up on Instagram. I'm at Radio Rob Howard, and Gemma is
at Radio Gemma Hill. You can also email us as well. It's knockeduppod@secretrex.com. knockeduppod@secretrex.com.
And this podcast is part of the Secret Recordings Network, but we will see you next week. Remember to subscribe. Oh, and I think before we go, we should let one person have the final word.
Who?
That is you in labour sounding like a goat.
Oh no. Oh no.
Oh God.
Stuck at home with nothing to do.
Hey.
Completed Netflix, had a quiz on Zoom.
Oh, not another.
It meant this duo has become a three.
Why?
Thanks to Boris Johnson and Chris Twitty, because we're locked down, knocked up. Oh baby, we got locked down, knocked up.
This way I know that it's mine.